Let's lead off with some new reporting on State Senator Bill Brady's ties to the video gambling industry. Yesterday, you heard a report on this from ProPublica and WBEZ. Now GLT's Mary Cullen builds on that reporting and finds that the company linked to Brady operates half the video gambling terminals in Bloomington Normal.
State records show Ellsworth-based Midwest Electronics Gaming has brought in $18 million from video gambling terminals in Bloomington Normal over the last 2 years. That's the firm ProPublica reports has financial ties to State Senator Bill Brady of Bloomington, the Senate Minority Leader. State and municipal records show Midwest Gaming licenses 174 terminals at 39 establishments in the Twin Cities. That's about half. Reporting from ProPublica indicates Senator Brady has been a sales agent for Midwest Gaming and is now listed as a person with significant influence or control. ProPublica says that means Midwest cuts Brady a check from ongoing terminal revenue. Midwest has terminals in 39 establishments in the Twin Cities. It's not clear how many of them Brady signed up for the company. After the state takes 30% off the top, Midwest Gaming grossed just under $12 million from its Bloomington Normal terminals. It's not clear how much Brady and his wife received through their company, Brady Ventures. Governor J.B. Pritzker is seeking an additional $90 million from video gambling next year, but a bill outlining the specifics is not yet public. A potential tax increase could mean a pay cut for Brady, but ProPublica says squishy state ethics rules might mean Brady could vote on the measure. Legislators have until the end of the day Friday to pass the hike. Brady declined an interview with ProPublica. I'm Mary Cullen.